Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yumadaf Ayin Hey. Yumadaf Ayin Hey. Today's daf is a complete daf of Agada, Agada Gemara. We left off right at the bottom of Ayin Dalad Amid Beis. Says Gemara, Ki Yitin last on the page, Ki Yitin Makais Einai Yisalach Meisharim. We've already started talking about Psukim. We're of Ami and Rav Asi, Hanam HaKleik is exactly how to touch the Pasuk. We got into this yesterday because we were discussing the man, and it said that the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the man, Kaisel, the man in the Midbar, Laman Anaischa, in order to afflict you. What was the affliction? Getting food every day is an amazing, amazing bracha. What was the affliction? So if Ami and Asi, we're not sure who said what, but one of them explained that, having bread come on a daily basis, having to rely on the bread to come fresh every day, is not comparable to one who has money in the bank. He has already bread lined up for the week, for the month, for the year. That's a much more comfortable way to live than to be relying on the food to come daily. That's the test, according to one of them. And the other one said the test was that they didn't get to see the food, meaning they saw it, but it all had the same taste. Just like a blind person doesn't really appreciate the food because he doesn't see it, because he can't see the food. That's why we light candles. One of the reasons we light candles Friday night, we light the Neris Friday night, is in order to be able to see the food and appreciate it. The man all appeared the same, since it all had the same look. Even if it had the taste of whatever you wanted, it didn't have the same geschmack, because it all looked the same. So that's like not seeing the food, not being able to see the food. That was the test, according to the other opinion. To Malcolm, we spoke out yesterday, that a beautiful Muslim from Chaskel Levenstein, the story where he was telling Moshe Reichman that being confident in the fact that I have money in the bank account, and therefore I don't have to worry about my parnasa because I have enough money to last for a long time, that's also a lack of emuna. It's almost the opposite of our Gemara's point. Our Gemara's focusing that the test was they had to rely on getting the man on a daily basis. That was the test in emuna, being confident that Kadosh Baruch Hu will give them man every day. On the flip side, having something in one's pocket and not having to worry about it because I have it, therefore I have to worry about it, that's also lack of emunah, because everything we have is not necessarily ours forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take it away from us in a second. That's also a lack of emunah, a very important yisoid. So, fine. So now we're saying a few more machlekes of Amir Rasi, how to teach various psukim. Ki yitim b'kais eini yisalach meisharim, said the pasuk, the person sets his eye on the wine, it's the kais, and he goes in a mahalach masharim. He goes in a straight way. So Ravim Vasis, what does the pasuk mean? And the Tesis Yom Kippurim adds some color to the Gemara's question of describing the pasuk. Not time that we want to deeper touch the pasuk. The simple touch doesn't make sense. We know the number one thing that a person can't do when he's under the influence, when he's intoxicated, is to walk a straight line, to go meisharim, to go in a straight way. Yet the pasuk describes exactly that. That somehow the drinking wine leads to going meisharim. What does it mean? What is the real touch of the pasuk? Rav Ami Vasi, Chadamar Kolanoisin, top of Ayin Hey and Aleph. Kolanoisin Eina Bekaisai, whoever holds his eye on the cup of wine, he's focused on drinking Arayas Kulan Damas like a Mishar. All of a sudden, things that are normally usher, Arayas that are clearly usher, to him they look mutter, they look like unobstructed, they look like it's a Derech Yashar to him, it looks like it's the normal way because the wine clouds his judgment. V'chadam, another one says, Kolonesin, because the one who sets his eye on the wine, again, he's busy with drinking, then Kalailam Kulay Demle Kemisha. The entire world appears to him, Kemisha, they touch like a plane. If you look at Rashi says, Mamanacherim Demle Heter, other people's money appears to him to be mutter. It becomes like everything's for the taking. The Marsha elaborates on Rashi, there's a famous idea that when a person develops addictive behaviors, chalila, so he becomes, yes, he must fulfill the need. And at whatever cost they are, even if it means stealing from other people, he still has fulfilled that need, fulfilled that desire. So if he becomes dependent on the wine, everything becomes mutter, all of a sudden the gazela is not an issue. This, of course, famously is the idea of the Ben Sari Meirah. The Ben Sari Meirah, he becomes dependent on meat, dependent on wine, he becomes dependent on these physical enjoyment that he must have, and ultimately he starts the Chazal tells he's either he already is or he will become the last in Esabrias, and it'll lead to even killing people to take care of his desires. And that's why we need the Al Shem Sefer before he falls to the ultimate levels of depravity of murdering and stealing. Chazal, the Torah tells us to get rid of the Ben Sari Meirah before he falls to such sin. But again, it comes about because his Taivas, his addictions, will lead him to take other people's money and to harm other people. That's exactly the same idea over here. One who's desperate for wine, other people's money becomes mutter to them. Daga b'lev ish yishchena. Pasuk says, again, there's another machlekes between Rav Ami Vasi. And again, we're not going to be sure who says which pshat. But dagble vishyoshchena, when there's daiga, worry, in a person's heart, daiga is like a dread in his heart, yeshchena. So the simple type of pasuk is yeshchena, he should squash it. Rav Ami Vasi explained as follows. Chanamar, yeshchena medaiti. He should taka, like, squash it from his mind, divert his attention from it. Don't think about it. You have daga, get your mind off of the daiga. Speak it out to others. He should talk it over with others. Don't ignore it, so to speak. Don't divert your attention from it. Speak it out to others. This is literally classic, the difference between men and women 101 in how they deal with issues. Women typically want to talk it over, and they want to share it with whether it's their spouse or their friends, they want to talk over the issue, whereas men typically just want to, I don't say ignore it, but want to completely divert their attention, their focus from it, without talking about it. They specifically want to move away from it. So it's interesting, these two mahalchim fit with the way we know the nature of, I mean, you have to be careful what you say these days about nature, but the basic nature of man and woman seem to fit these two different mahalchim. I don't say it, but it seems to be pretty clear. Now, Chiddush Rim does ask, that, what does it mean, yeshchena? You talk it over. What does it talk something over? How does it take care of the issue? How does talking it over take care of the issue? So you could say, Pashit, when you talk something over, it's therapeutic. You're able to, first, when you verbalize, sometimes you realize it's not as bad as you think. Other times, even if it is as bad as you think, the fact that you just got it off your chest and you're sharing it with someone else, that helps alleviate part of the worry. But somebody says, Chiddush Rim says, very interesting, who are you going to talk it over to? When a person has dread in his heart, who's he going to talk it over to? Someone who's very close to him. That person is going to be pained by the pain of the one telling them the story. The person who hears it is going to feel pain, share in the pain of the one telling it over. And Allah, we know, Kadosh Baruch Hu only gives each person what they're destined, their punishment, so to speak, or their challenge that they're destined to get, and not more. So the second that someone else, who this is not really their worry, is worried about it too, is bothered by it, that merit, that tzchus, will cause that perhaps the dread will be taken away. Very interesting, Mahalach of Chiddush Rim, it's like a skula that the issue should be taken away because when it's being sheared by others, and those others are not meant to have that concern, that issue, that'll be a remedy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away the issue to begin with. Interesting pshat from Chiddush HaRim. Okay. There's another pshat, Taisus Yom Kippurim, again, he explains that actually the difference between yeshchena, of diverting your attention, or yeshichena, speaking it over, is actually depending on what type of worry are we talking about. Is it a worry about the past, or is it a worry about the future? A worry about the past, you know what you should do? Just divert, get your attention away from it, stop focusing on it. Whatever it is, it's done, it's history, and move on. If it's a worry about the future, then talk it over with others to try to devise a way to alleviate this concern going forward. It's relevant going forward. Then try to figure out a way to alleviate the concern. But if it's about the past, just let it be and move on. That's how the Tosfos Yom Kippurim explains the difference between these two malachim, Yeshchena and Yeshchena, talking about past versus future. V'nachash Afer Lachmai. The pasuk says that the snake's food is the dust. What this means is, even if he eats all the delicacies, all the best foods in the world, it always tastes like dust to him. So the snake, whatever he eats, tastes like dust. That's what the pasuk means. Similar, but slightly different. Not that everything he eats tastes like dust. Even if he eats the best foods in the world, he still has a craving for dust. That's something that part of the curse was, that for him, dust is something that he needs to have. Even after eating the best foods, he's not settled until he eats dust. Tanya Mabyesi, Bay Resh, the Kimitz of Gosh Baruch Hu means Bus of Dam. The Midah of Gosh Baruch Hu is much different than the Midah of Bus of Dam. The following bunch of proofs. Midah Bus of Dam, Maknas Chaveray, when a person's angry at his friends, he goes into his friend's livelihood, meaning he puts up a fight. He's not adrabe. If he's really angry at his friend, he tries to squeeze his friend's economy. He tries to make his friend have trouble getting parnasa. Akash Baruch over here was angry at the Nachash. What did he do? He gave him parnasa wherever he went. Maknas chaver yirim lechayev. Akash Baruch Hu einay kain kilas a Nachash. He cursed the Nachash and ilagag mizrei sevimay yir lematam mizrei sevimav. The Nachash's curse was that he gets to eat dust. there's dust on the roof, there's dust on the ground, wherever the Nachash goes, essentially, the Maharit's fancy way of saying, wherever the Nachash goes, he has food, he has dust. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's curse of the Nachash still enabled him to have food wherever he goes. We actually pointed this out in the past, and both in Daf and Chumashir, we discussed that. What type of curse is that? You give the Nachash a curse that offered Teichu Kleim Chayecha, wherever the Nachash goes, he has food. Famously, we said for Chiddush Yerim, again, second Chiddush Yerim of the day, we said this over from the Chiddush Yerim, I saw it brought down over here, B'Shem Simcha Bonim B'Shischa, that the same idea, the same exact idea, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying when he cursed the Nachash was, I don't want to have a relationship with you. So this actually relates to what we mentioned when we started today, about from Chaskel Lemonstein, about not having Emuna, is a lack of emunah in the fact that I have what I need, and I don't have to worry about where my next meals are coming from, or my next parnas is coming from, because I have enough to last for a long time. That's also a lack of emunah, because who says it's going to remain with you forever? Even further to that idea, the Nachash was being cursed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take what you need, he has an open bank account, he has an open credit card, take what you need, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Don't come back to me asking for anything because you have all your sustenance, I don't want to have a relationship. That's the worst curse, that yes, he has food wherever he wants, but he doesn't get to have the relationship to daven and to have requests, to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for requests, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have no request, you have everything you need, which is again, the exact opposite idea of being comfortable and having pas pasale too much. That's the same problem that we spoke about earlier. Okay. Says the Gemara further, on the other examples of the Chiluk Nibas of Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eichel V'sheisa Mashar Rabbi Sheisa Kil Isha. Sorry, I skipped. Yerin Malat Mazreisav Kilas Kanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed Kanan. He cursed Kanan that he should be an Eved La'achiv, he should be a slave to his brothers. Yet Eichel Mashar Rabbi Eichel V'sheisa Mashar Rabbi Sheisa. And what type of curse is that? Avadim get to eat. We know the halachas are, you have to, if you have one pillow, who do you give it to? You give it to the Eved. Avadim get to eat the same as the rabbi. They get to drink the same as the rabbi. In this world, if a regular person would curse someone because he has issues with him, he wouldn't end up being like a kind of Eved Latzmai. It wouldn't be such a nice madriga. It's only the curse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with such a positive ramification. Kilas Isha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed women. Obviously, this is after the chait of the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed Nashim, and what happens? The whole world, meaning men are constantly running after women. After the curse, men are still running after women. Kilas Adama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the ground. He had to come to the Emena, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the ground, still, right? It went from Eitz Pri, Isapri, to Eitz Isapri, right? It used to be that the tree itself had flavor, and then it went, then we lost that. Still, the ground is where everyone gets the sustenance from. Even after the curse, it produces sustenance for all. The point is that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu curses something, even after the curse, it can still be a situation, a positive situation, and bracha, as opposed to Basar V'dam, when they're trying to curse, when they're trying to get at someone, they want it to be all bad. So back to the man. We digressed a bit to go through different machlokes in Rav Ami of Asi in different psukim. Now we get back to the man. Klai Yisrael said, we remember the daga that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. So we're going to focus on what exactly does the word daga mean in this context. Rav Shmuel, chadam daga means literally fish. They had abundance of fish in Mitzrayim, and they didn't have it in the Midbar. And they were lamenting the fact that they no longer had it. The chadam arayis says, no, daga is a reference to arayis. Madam adagam dechzev neichal. The one that says the word daga means fish. Obviously, first of all, the word dag does have a connotation of fish, but it's more than that. It means fish because neichel says, we remember the fish that we eat in neichel, we ate. Therefore, it makes more sense to be food than arayis. The one that says arayis means because it says for free. It says we got it for free. So what does it mean, we got it for free? Fish is everything has a value, has a cost. So it must be, it's talking about relations. It was a reference to having, being able to have illicit relations. But that's what daga means, because the word chinam tells me that it doesn't mean food. Says Gemara, Lamad Amar Raya. The Gemara is going to explain what each one does with the other one's Raya. Lamad Amar Raya. What it says that means Raya is Haksim Neichel. It says Neichel. How can you say something about Raya is Neichel's Mashma eating? Lishna Mali Nakat. The Gemara says Nah. It's a Lushan. It's a. It's a reference. It's a remez, but it's the Torah likes to speak in a very positive, clean lashon. The pasuk is clearly talking about an isha benefes. The pasuk says a woman who is straying, she's cheating out of her marriage. The pasuk describes her and says, achla, she eats, umachzah pia, she cleans her mouth, and then she says, I didn't do anything wrong. Over there, the eating and cleaning your mouth refers to actually straying and having relations outside of her marriage, and it's used the lashon of achla, of eating. So we see eating could be a euphemism for Gilerayas. Well, Madam Bedugim, Maichinam. Now, the other way, the one that says that it means fish, what's the, what does it mean? That it's chinam, says the Mar, because it came for free. They talk about it from Hefker, Dama Mar, Kisho Yisrael, Shoy Vimayim, in Mitzrayim, when the Kaiser would draw up water, Hakut, Akashbrochu, Mazmulam, Besechamayim, Dugan Katan. Akashbrochu had small fish drawn for them in their water. They get prepared, small fish, which were, gave them sustenance, would come up in their water. So yes, it was free. Indeed, it was free. That's the reference. We remember the fish that we ate for free. That's how that madamer is going to touch the pasuk. Bishlam madamer dog. According to madamer, that was actually fish. Alvarais le pritzibu. It was actually fish that they were reminiscing about, but they weren't pirates in arayis. They weren't saying we remember that arayis that we were over on, because they weren't over in arayis. Hainuch siv gan al chizchala. That's the pasuk where it describes in Shir Hashirim. Gan al chizchala. It describes that the like a locked garden was my sister, meaning they behaved properly. They weren't shtufei in arayis. Elamad the amar. Arayis, one says it means arayis, mayim mayim chasim. Then the pasuk says mayim chasim, like a fountain that was sealed. And what does it mean, mayim chasim? Mayim chasim would seemingly indicate that they behaved properly and they closed themselves off. They weren't even arayis, yet we're saying that they were reminiscing the arayis they used to be over. Answers the Gemara, mahanach ta'asir ulei pritzibu. Those that were usher to b'nei noyach, Klai Yisrael weren't over on either. When, I shouldn't say either. Klai Yisrael, maybe the Mitzrayim were over. But Klai Yisrael weren't over on Isurim, on arayis that were usher to b'nei noyach. But things that were mut to b'nei noyach, that they did, and then when they after they got the Torah, and then in the Midbar, but they no longer could be over those who are Arayis now because they already accepted the Torah, they're reminiscing about the things that used to be mutter that became Asur. So they weren't being over Asurim, that's why it's referred to them as a Mayan Chasim, and they were sealed because they were behaved properly based on the halachas of those days where they had a din of Benaya. Bishalim Adama Arayis, now the Margaret brings it right the other way. According to the opinion that Dagger refers to Arayis, we understand Hanich Sevesh Mamesha as Beichel Mishmachesav. You hear the people crying, Mishmachesav, what does that mean? Al the Shemim Mishmachesav, the dean of Mishchaisav, Shinesulam, Lishkavetzlam, they now became us. So these two family members, relatives that used to be permissible, and now they became us. Relatives that used to be permissible because they were permissible to Ben Nayach, and now, as Yidden, they became, once we got the Torah, they became us. So they were crying about the family relations, specific ones that became us. Elamad the Dagim, referring to the Dagim, that they were lamenting about the fish they used to have. So, my Beichel Mishchais, what does it mean? They were crying to the Mishmachas. Says Gemara, you're right, Havahav, you're right. Even the opinion says that they were lamenting about the fish, they also were lamenting in this pasuk when it talks about Beichel Mishmachesav, that means they're lamenting about the new issur, the prohibited relations of different family members that were only usher after Matan Torah that had been mutter Mitzrayim. So basically, the Mandamu who says the lamenting about Dagger agrees there was an element of lamenting about Arayis as well, whereas the Mandamu says it's about Arayis, Dagger means Arayis, right? The Mandamu says, sorry, the Dagger means fish, agrees that there's an element of Arayis as well, whereas the Mandamu says that it means Arayis, holds seemingly that it was all about Arayis and nothing to do with the fish. Okay. Says the Marvaiter. As a Kishuyim, Vesafatichim, we remember in that pasuk by remembering the dug, and the pasuk says, we remember the Kishuyim, the cucumbers, Vesafatichim, and the watermelons, and the onions, leek, the garlic, that's the pasuk there. Ravami Vasi, back to Machlikas Ravami Vasi. They had the taste of all the minim. This is a famous idea. They had the taste of all types of species in the man. Tam chamishis aminim halal letamabai. However, the five things, this doesn't mean the chamishis aminim that we typically refer to, the five minim dagon. This is the five minim listed in that pasuk: the garlic, the onion, the melons, right? Those the cucumbers. Those five things that what I leave out, and the leeks. Those five things were not, they weren't able to get the taste in the man. So it's what was missing from these five things. Either these five things, they didn't get the taste at all, that the man had a taste like anything else they wanted besides these five things. And the other one said, no. The man also had the taste of these five things, but you didn't get the mamashas. Normally you're able to get the texture, even the mamashas, it felt like it. Apparently it didn't look like it. That was supposed to be said earlier. When we started today, it didn't have the appearance, or really the end of yesterday's daf, that didn't have the appearance of the regular food, but it did have the taste and even the texture to all other foods. These five had the taste, but not the texture. So two malachim either didn't have the taste at all, or it had the taste, these five, not the texture. What's unique about these five? So Rashi points out, these five foods are kasha for an isha to be mapel, to have a miscarriage, and therefore the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the man to have those flavors because it could lead to women miscarrying, and once it wasn't going to have those flavors for women, it didn't have the flavors for anybody. Rashi is also, I'm saying it's bad for miscarriaging. Rashi also brings it's bad for menekes, for those who are nursing as well. It's a pasuk in the Sifri. It's a drush in the Sifri. Says the Gemara further, who kazera gad lavan? The man was like kazera gad lavan, white, like they touch over here, like a coriander seed. So we're comparing the color of the man to the coriander seed, but the problem is it's called that it's white, and the coriander seed is not white. So what's the pshat of here? Amravasi ago kigida v'lovik amargilas. It means the mana was round like the coriander seed, but the color was indeed white. So it wasn't comparing it to the coriander for the color; it was comparing it for the shape, the fact that it was round, but the color was indeed white. Tana Rabbanan, God, what does God mean? Shadaim lazer pishtin kegvaylin. It resembles like the flax seeds in there when they're still in the kegvaylin, still in there, still inside their shells. Achirim ayirim God. Shadaim lagada. It resembles agada. What does that mean? Agada means what we're darshing right now. Our whole daf is agada. So what does it mean over here? Shemeshechas lipshatum kamayim, because it draws the heart, just like agada draws the heart of a person, like water. It's very geshmak. It's very, I don't say easy, but it's enjoyable to learn agada gemara, agada gemaras. So too, the man was very enjoyable to the people. Tanyidach God shemagid lamisrael even tish l'rishon even shiv l'achron. Very interesting pshat. God means it would reveal to Klal Yisrael whether a certain child was the 9-month baby of the first father, who was presumably was out of the picture, or the 7th month baby of the, I shouldn't say first father, of the first husband, or the 7th month baby of the second husband. A woman who got married to 2 different husbands in a very short span, and when she's pregnant and gives birth, and we're not sure if it was the child came from the second husband and was the 7th month pregnancy, or from the first husband that was the 9th month pregnancy, so the mun would reveal. How would the mun reveal? The mun would reveal because apparently the mun fell for each person, and a certain amount of mun that fell, and the mun was fooled by the father for his children. So if the extra portion of mun fell by the first husband, that's the indication that he was the father. If it fell by the second husband, it'll be the indication that he was the father. Says the Gemara, one line, then we'll speak about this, that idea in a second. Lavan, why is it described as white? Shemalban of Yisrael Yisrael. It's Lavan because it whitened the Avonis of Klal Yisrael. This fits again back to what we've been discussing from the end of yesterday's year, that because Klal Yisrael had to rely, we said that it was Laman HaNaischa, it was a test. One of the Peshat was a test was because they didn't have Pasmasale. Every day they had to rely on getting sustenance anew. Whatever was left over from yesterday, they spoiled. It didn't last. So every day, people had to behave. They had to act in a proper manner because they felt compelled that if they're not going to behave, they won't be zeichet to get the food. So therefore, it was mabing Yisrael's avinus, white in the avinus, the love and the lashon of white. Of course, we just had throughout this whole mesechta the idea of the lashon Yisrael's hayris that they tied to the lazazel, tied by the azara, tied by the rock. That it went from red, crimson, red to white as an indication. White means clean from chet. Red means full of chet. So here too, that their Klal Yisrael's chatoim became like white. They got rid of the chatoim because of this constant stress. We'll call it this constant yiras Hashem, not to have yiras and not to chalila lose the man. Okay, but getting back to the idea of being megala, whether it's a ben tisha or ben shiva. So the 2 points to this. First of all, the Shagazari is bothered that elsewhere Shmuel learned the din of Avchana. We have a halacha of Avchana. That a woman's not supposed to get married within 3 months from one husband to the next because of this exact issue of not knowing the yichas of the child. So this concept of Avchana asks Shagazari, it's actually a drasha Shmuel brings from a pasuk. He brings a drasha from a pasuk of the din of Avchana, which means if that's the case, it's deraisa. If that's the case, it's deraisa. We need the mun. It sounds like it was a common issue. Like it wasn't just happened to one person. If it's din taira, but one person didn't listen, okay, you understand. It sounds like it was a common concern, and the mun deciphered who the father was. Well, why is the common concern? If it's din taira, l'chaira, Havchana should have separating, waiting 3 months before getting married from one to the other should indicate who the child belongs to. And the question is, bothers him so much that he says must be that the drasha that Shmuel brings, that I believe is Shmuel, that Shmuel brings that there's a din of Avchana is an asmachta ba'alma. It's not a real drasha, it's not a full-fledged drasha, it's an asmachta ba'alma. It's only rabbinic, and therefore certainly in those times, I mean you could say already they already got the Torah, but in those times they were makbid on this asmacht, on this drabanan, and therefore, it still was a concern. As I emphasize, point number one. Point number two, the Achrayim ask, and I'm sure it's bothering some people, that we have a cloud, Leib HaShemayimi. We have a cloud when it comes to halacha, when it comes to paskening halacha, Leib HaShemayimi. You can't rely on Shemayim. It's gotta be something that the Bezdin Shemata paskens. Over here, they weren't sure about who's gonna have the yichas, who's gonna have the status, the father of this child, and we're relying on the mun, where the mun fell, by whichever house the mun fell, we're relying on that to determine who the father was. L'chaira, isn't that a problem with Shemayim? So there's a couple of answers. Taisus Yom Kippurim says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave a psak. He gave a psak who the father was, but the people were mafakfik if the psak's correct or not. So the mun kind of backed up the psak. It lent some, I don't want to say credibility, the wrong word, but it lent some support to the psak that people shouldn't be mafakfik over whether the psak was correct or not. That is how Taisus Yom Kippurim answers. But there's two other answers. I think they're both very geshmak. You say this in the idea of Shemayim. First of all, First of all, the Maariv Chiya says very simply. Maariv Chiya says Leib Hashemayim is when it comes to halacha, a shaila in halacha in lumdus in dinim. Right, this wasn't a shaila in dinim. Shaila metzias. It's a shaila. When did she get pregnant? Was she pregnant for the first husband or the second husband? It's not so much. Yes, when you have an unknown in metzias that leads often to a question in halacha. How do we act based on that unknown metzias? And Leib Hashemayim tells me that we don't decide what halacha is, how to follow dinim. Based on Shemayim, we decide based on what goes on in this world, based on the Pesach in this world. But in Metzias, if I can find out what the Metzias is, what the actual facts, the reality of what happened was, of course Shemayim can reveal to us what the reality is, and we can pass based on that. That's not a chesaron leib Shemayim, but you say from Askias. But the most simple teretz, gaina shechap, and it's a question almost why the other ones don't say this answer is for the Kli Chemda. This is before Matan Torah. When do we get that mile of leib Shemayim? One second, we just said it's after Matan Torah. I'm not sure, Taka. I'm not sure. There's after Matan Torah. There's in the Midbar. There's after Matan Torah. So maybe the idea of Leib HaShemayim didn't exist yet. We say that we got the idea of Leib HaShemayim. When did we get it? By Matan Torah. When we got Kabbalah Torah, we didn't just get the Torah. We got the Kecha Psak of Torah. That's the famous idea. That's when we got Leib HaShemayim. So Kli Chemda, I'm realizing right now, I must be missing something. And the Kli Chemda, his teretz was that at that point, I guess in the Midbar, at that point, or maybe, you know what? It's like this. There were babies there that were born prior to Matan Torah. That's what it is. There were babies there that were born prior to Matan Torah. That's what it means. So there were babies there that the Shaila had come up prior to Matan Torah, prior to the din of Leib HaShemayim. So therefore, the Shemayim can give a psak, at least for those uncertainties. I think, again, a little bit fair, but because we're talking after Matan Torah, but that is the idea of Kli Chemda. Adrabba, maybe not so fair why the other ones don't see this answer, because Lamai said we were after Matan Torah. Okay. Very, very... I don't think it was. That's only at that point in time did they establish Leib HaShemayim. Big Chiddush. I mean, it's tons of raid that's what we were being celebrating on Shavuos. We celebrate day 6, not day 7. We celebrate the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisef. We're celebrating that day. That's the idea of Leib HaShemayim. That's how many of the, you know, Ruchim, the Beis Halevi, and the Achronim, but many of the Achronim explain that Malach. Yeah, what you're saying is would be a nice chiddush. That the whole idea of Leib HaShemayim was only became clear to us at that later at that time. But you're talking about by the times of the Tanayim, much, much later. Okay.
So that's why there was no Drabbanim then.
Right.
It's only going on to Kedem Atan Torah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But that's less of a jump. No Drabbanim then is easier to follow. To say Leib HaShemayim all the way to then is a bigger chiddush. Okay. Says Gemara. Tanya, Milu Dei Beis Rabbi says. Just like the Nebuchadnezzar would tell Klal Yisrael what's hidden in the holes and the cracks, meaning they're able to divulge, to reveal hidden matters. It's just a way of referring to hidden matters. Sometimes the man was able to tell people what's in the cracks. What do you mean? Two people came from the Moshe for judgment. One says, you stole my slave after Mechartli. I didn't steal your slave, you sold it to me. So Amar Lam Moshe, Moshe would say, L'Bayk Yemishpat, tomorrow morning we'll have a clear judgment. L'Machar the next day, if the man portion was by the original owner's house, then Biyadush Shazagame, it's talking to the second owner, must have stolen it. Why was the man falling for the Evan by the original owner's house? And if the slave's man was found, his portion of Emer was found in the new rabbi's house, Bidush is a machle, must be it was taka sold. V'chein, ish v'isha shabal v'yemesha l'din, a man, a woman that came from the Moshe for a din, zema hi sarchalai, she has ba'avled me, she did wrong to me, v'yemeres hu sarchalai, he did wrong to me, amma meisha l'abayka mishpat, tomorrow is the mishpat, l'machem nitzah aymer b'veis bala, if the aymer is found in the house of the husband, Bidush shi sarchalai alav, that it's clear that she is the one that is ba'avling, and she's not entitled to ksuva. Nimtza Aimer Beves Avia, but if the Aimer is found in her house, then Bidush Yusachle, he's mistreating her, and he's mechuyev to give her ksuva to take care of her. She's deserving to go out, to go back to father's house, and get the Aimer over there, so he's mechuyev to pay out her ksuva. Ksiv Uvredes Hatal Amachna Laila, Yer Haman Love, when the Tal comes on the camp at night, the Mun would come on top of the Tal, so it sounds like that the Mun fell in the camp, it fell mamish with the people sleeping. Yeruchsiv Yatza Al Laktu, they went out the luck to gather the mons. Which one was it? Did it form right next to them? Or did they have to go out to gather it? Says the Mara. Uksiv further says, Shatu am luck to. Shatu, they would roam and collect this. Mashu, they went even further. So we have different madrigas in the camp. They went out to get it, a little outside of the camp, and then further outside the camp. Haketzad, Sadiqim Yarab Hassel, damn, Sadiqim, the mun fell right outside their house. Beninim Yatsu luck to the Beninim, they had to go outside the camp and get it just outside the camp. Rishab Shatu luck to the Rishab, had to go further outside of the camp to get it. Very interesting. This unbelievable, besides for the being reliant daily on mun coming, which we said should be Malbin Chateim, Malbin Averis of Chayso, because they were so dependent, it was so clear, the Yad Hashem, they didn't want to do a chet and clearly lose the mun. We also see over here, there's a very big referendum every day on the people. The people who said Tzadikim got the man right inside the house. The people had to walk further outside. You would assume it would be a little embarrassing. They had to go further to get the man. And the people who were Shaim had to go mamish far. It would seemingly be a strong referendum, a good incentive to behave properly. Ksiv lechem says lechem, ksiv ugeis. Lechem, it says lechem, which is mashma bread. Ksiv ugeis, which is mashma more of like a round cake or a dough that's still not baked. It says also that they were ground. What does it mean? Okay, it said tzadikim lechem v'tzadikim became as bread fully formed. Beinim ugas came as ugas, so it was unprocessed. It wasn't fully formed yet. It was round cakes ready to be baked. And Rishayim tachnu b'rachayim. Rishayim, it came to them as kernels. They had to actually ground it up in the mill. Aydach b'maducha. Or they pounded it in the mortar. Amar v'tam rav was the mean. V'tam rav chama b'rachinina. Malam ishiyard b'lehem yisrael. Ima man tachshitin hashem. That actually is a reference that together with the man came beautiful smelling cosmetics, something which is ground in the mortar, vishlo papar, and they cooked in a pot. That together with the man came seasonings for the pots to make a taste, to enhance the taste, or I should say different. Seasonings to make a cooked kedera is like a cooked dish. Seasonings for a cooked dish came together with the man. And they continue to bring Moshe these gifts morning after morning. My baker baker, what does it mean? Morning after morning. Amar Shmuel Achmina Rabbi Yenison, medaver sheyard lam baker baker, from that which came down, they brought gifts from that which came down for them every morning. Together with the man came down these expensive, precious stones. And the pasuk says, Nesiyim brought the Abnei Hashem stones for the Eifon, for the Cheshen. Tana Nesiyim Mamish. It means literally, over here, the word Nesiyim means the clouds. The clouds brought down, that means not the Nesiyim that we think of. Nesiyim means the clouds. The clouds brought down these precious stones like we just mentioned. Like the pasuk says, Nesiyim, in this context, the pasuk over there means clouds, Veruach, and wind. There's clouds and wind, Vigash mine, but there's no rain. So clearly we're Nesiyim, and that pasuk means clouds. So here too is saying it means Nesiyim Amish, it means clouds. The clouds went, brought down these precious stones. Vayetamim kitam lishad hashamen, or Leshad Leshad Hashemin. It says that the taste was like the taste of dough that was kneaded with oil. Amravo Mashad Zed Tinuk Tayimba Kamatamim. Just like the shad of an isha, that's the breast of a woman. The milk, the baby, for him, it tastes like many different tastes. It's all the sustenance, all the foods that he wants. As long as Kaiser was eating it, Mitzim by Kamatamim, it would have many different tastes. Ikadam Leshad Mamish. Some say it was actually compared to Leshade. It's going to be more like to a demon. Ma shade zem esabach l'kama gavanim. Just like a shade often has many different forms and shapes. Afamam esabach l'kama taimim. So too the man also had many different tastes. The same idea that it had many different tastes. The question is it being compared to the breast of the woman, which gives many different tastes to the baby, or is it being compared to a shade that comes in many different forms? It's actually an interesting question. The Sefer Kan Rava has a very geshmaka clear. He's making a debate. What type of bracha do they make of the man? In the parasha, it's because Kan Rava is on the Chumash. In the parasha, over there, Rabbi Shalach, he has a whole debate, a long arichas, and he brings from rice from many different svarim. What bracha would they have made in the man? The obvious simple one was Amitzi Lechem and Aretz is a simple one. He says perhaps the bracha should be Amitzi Lechem and Hashemayim. Instead of Amitzi Lechem and Aretz, it fell from heaven. Amitzi Lechem and Hashemayim. Another obvious option is Shakal, but it's a nice shtickle. It goes through a nice lumdus on the potential, the various brachas that could have been made on the man. Now, this is an interesting discussion. This is a debate. Rav Yosef Engel had a chakira, Shmak chakira. What if a person had a mind to eat a davar aser? We're saying the man tastes like, we had one man said not only did it taste like it, it even got the texture of whatever he had in mind. What if he had a mind chazer? A person had a mind to eat chazer. Is he over an iser by eating man in the taste and texture of chazer? Or do we say, no, if the mice, it's man, it's not chazer. So there's a chidah, has a beautiful raya, he wants to say, there's a gemara in Chulin that discusses that whenever the Torah asers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an eifin, an outlet to have a heter. Anything that's aser, there's an eifin heter to appreciate. I think it was Yalfa, the wife of Renachman, who gave this explanation of all the various different items, that there was an eifin heter. So the chidah says, what do you mean? If this mamish resembles the iser, then why am I not over the Isser for having the taste, the flavor of the Isser? The answer is because if as long as it itself is a davar mutter, even though it tastes and acts like the Isser, it doesn't make a difference. It's mutter. So too man, at the end of the day, it's davar mutter, even if it acts and tastes like the Isser, it was not going to be an Isser itself. That's the Chida's answer to the Rebbe of Engels, Shaila. Okay, says more further, Rebbe Yisrael Meshach, B'seis Hashem Lechem, B'erev B'asar, Lechel, Lechem B'beikel Esbaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you meat in the evening to eat and bread in the morning to eat you a svaya for to be full. Tana Mishpat Rav Yishuv and Leib Karcha Basa Shalu Shalai Kagan Basa, which they asked Shalai Kagan, they asked for it improperly. They complained about the meat, right? So the evening Nitalab Shalai Kagan, it was given to Shalai Kagan. Why? Because you need time, especially back in the day. Today, these days, our meat comes already commercialized, cut up, cleaned, you stick it in the oven. We also have much faster cooking elements. So for us, it's, you can get it at night and prepare at night. But back in the day, they got to meet at night. It wouldn't be ready for night. So the right time to get meat would be earlier in the day to give time to prepare. Because they asked for the Basa Shalai Kagan, they got a Shalai Kagan, namely, at night. Lechem, top of a maze. Lechem Shalai Kagan, Lechem, which they asked for properly. Nitab Kagan was given to them in a proper manner. Mekandam the Tara Derecharetz, Shalai Basa El Balayla. From here we see Derecharetz that meat should be eaten at night, meaning bread is by day, and then the meat you eat later in the evening, but of course you need to prepare early in the day. We just said at the bottom of yesterday's Amud Beis that a person who has a meal, he should eat the food by day. They could see it. That was the problem with the man. It all looked the same. That was the other pshat in the test of the man, that it didn't look, that man held, it didn't have a unique appearance. It all looked the same. And therefore, it's like a blind person eating food, not seeing it. And he's supposed to eat the food by day to be able to see it. The Gemara gives the obvious answer. Can your mom come in? We don't mean you're supposed to eat it by day. Eat it like day, meaning that you could see it. We light candles Friday night. Same idea. Make sure to eat it that with being able to see. That's all. Not that it's to be eaten by day itself. It could be eaten at night. Amar Bacha Bar Yaakov, Betchilo Hayu Yisrael Daimel Ketanagadim. Klai Yisrael will like Tanagadim, like hens, and Menachem Ashba, that peck at the garbage. When they got man, they had food in front of them all day, and they would peck at it throughout the day. They didn't have established times for meals. And they were like roosters, like hens pecking at the garbage. And they should establish meal times, and they would eat in proper separate meal times and not be nibbling all day. Habasar, it didn't mention him, went back on the, when the Kaisel demanded for meat, so they demanded for the meat, and then while the meat was still between the teeth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Kaisel, and he caused them, the people who had the meat between the teeth, to die. But it says elsewhere in the Pasuk, it says they ate it for a month's time. So it's mashva right away, they died, and elsewhere it's mashva they died after a month. The Beinim died right away, meaning the groups that weren't mamish Roshayim, they Sadiqim weren't involved in this. The Beinim, they died right away. They didn't deserve to suffer more, they died right away. Whereas the Roshayim, they suffered for a month, and then they died. Vishkhtu, it says they spread it out. Don't read it as Vishkhtu as they spread it out. Yishchatu, they shechted. The lamish and the chayv is an emeshes osh chita. It's a reference to, again, back by the slav meat. It's a reference to Klai Yisrael was mechuyev shechita. We say sinei emeshes Yisrael as a euphemism, but it means Nebuch Klai Yisrael themselves were mechuyev shechita. Shatayach spreading. Tanam shvei de ben karcha. Al tikkur shatayach ela shcheit. Again, don't read shatayach, rather read it shcheit. Lamish shayil lahem Yisrael im aman tav shtach shatan shechita. If this teaches that when the man came down, something which requires shechita, right? Meaning meat came down with the man. I'm Rabbi. V'chi mekanat lamed. V'alek v'nemar v'yamter lem ka'afar shel u'kachol yamim oif kanaf. It says very clear. It came down for the meat like the dust, and the birds like the sands of the sea. V'tanya Rabbi Eimer v'zavachta kashetzi v'zicha. You should shech like I've commanded you. Melam shesam meshal al veshet al kanaf. Meshal Rabbi was commanded. This is a elach meshal Sinai about shechting the veshet and the kanaf al roiv v'chabayif. That by the bird you have to shech roiv of one of the simanim, and al roiv shnayim v'beimah they have to shech roiv of two of the simanim. By the way, there's no pasuk in Chumash that clearly we discuss the mitzvah of karbanas and different different eatings of basar meat. There's no clear description of shechita. It's alach meshal Sinai. Here we see very clearly. Melam shesam meshal al veshet al kanaf. We're saying that it was a commandment directly to Moshe Halacha Moshe Sinai about shechting rave of one simba by a bird, rave of two simba by mehema. El matam b'mishateach. Therefore, what does the term mean when it says shateach? It means shechita. Melamed sheyan l'mashchitim mashchitim. It teaches that it came layers and layers of slav. Shateach means it spread out layers of slav, but is referring to the actually it also is a reference to the idea of shechita as well. Ksiv lechem says lechem because shemen. It says bread. It says oil. Ksiv dash. It says oil and it says honey. So what? These are three different descriptions when it comes to man. Which one is it? Amar Beis Bar Chanina. Lenarim lechem, for young children, it was like bread. Lezgenim, for older people, it tastes like oil. They appreciate that more. And Tanaikas, for Lenarim, I should say, not for young children. Lenarim means for like younger people. And it was bread. For elders, it was oil. And Tanaikas, for young children, Taka, it was like honey. Ksiv Slav, it's not the Pasuk Slav, which means like bird-like meat. The created slav, but it's red. We read it slav, like a samach. What does that mean? Amar b'chanina. Tzadikim eichlam aysa mishalva. When it comes to tzadikim, they eat it slav with a shin, like shalva. They eat it in peace and tranquility. Rishayim eichlam aysa v'dem lam kisilvan. Whereas Rishayim eat it, and for them, it was like thorns. Amar b'chanamar arava. Arba mine slavein. There were four types of this quail. Veluhain. Shivli, kivli, pisani, uslav. Malia de Kula Shivli, the most superior one, is the Shichli. Shichli Kivli Pisani Uslav. Malia de Kula, the most choice one was the Shichli. Great de Kula Slav, whereas the lowest one of the four was the Slav. Vavikit Zaparta, small like a small bird. Umasvim like a Tarnum, but Tanura, you place it in an oven. Vesafacha Mavi Mali Tanura. And because of its massive amounts of fat, it would fill up the whole oven as the fat expanded and bubbled over. It'll fill up the oven. That was the least choice one. Umaskinle atleis rifi. You put it over 13 loaves of bread. Vachreina nechel ein nechelos ela aydet rivis. And even the last loaf, you put this slav over 13 loaves, and the loaves became so fatty from the slav that even the 13th loaf had to be mixed with other foods, otherwise the fat content was too rich. It was the Gemara is just describing how rich in flavor and fat were these birds, and the slav, remember, was the least of the four, was the most inferior of the four different quail. He would find slav beidani in between the barrels. Rav Chizkiya b'shachla beitzivi, he found it in the woodshed. Rav Maisley Arisei Kol Yamar. Rav's shirkap would bring him slav every day. Yamachad Leisa, one day the shirkap would bring him the slav. My high, what's going on over here? Why is there no slav today? Salak Legri went up to the roof. Shamili Nukin to come. He heard a young child saying, Shamati v'tigas bitni, that he heard the young child saying the pasuk. I heard at my innards. They were angry. My innards were like angry. Amar Rava, what does that mean? Shmamina nachnaf shiv chizda. The child quoting that pasuk is a raya that Rav Chizda was nifter. Uvidil Rava achel tamida. And on account of the teacher, Rav Chizda's nifter, the student was eating on the merit of the teacher. And because the teacher's gone, the student no longer has the merit. Therefore, I didn't get slav today. It's a machlekes in the mefarshim what that means. Pashat is saying that because Rav Chizda died, no longer is he zeichet to the slav. The Tzeis Yom Kippur wants to say it was just that day. There's a lachan shechen aruch in your day that if a person's Rebbe Muvik dies, if his Rebbe, if his main Rebbe dies, he shouldn't eat meat that day. So, according to Tzeis Yom Kippur, wants to suggest, and Rebbe wasn't saying he wasn't going to get slav ever again. He was just saying that day, the day that his Rebbe had passed away, that day he was not going to get slav. That's the explanation why he didn't get slav on that particular day. Ksiv, Fatal Shech Vatal, said the pasuk that the layer of the tal came up, and there was we describe that there was a layer of tal, and then there was mud, and we're going to have over here another layer of tal. So the question is, says the Gemara, what are these two layers of tal? We'll see where the tal. It says again, when the tal descended on the camp at night, it would come on top of it. So was the mud under the tal, or was it above the tal? It was both talamata and talamala. There was tal above and tal below, as if it was like in a container. There was tal above, tal below. This is one of the reasons we're in Shechen Aruch, why we break bread Friday night, we cover the challah. We are supposed to, some of us specifically have the challah board or something underneath. We have a tablecloth, we have something underneath, but the idea is to have the challah covered. The simple idea is brought down not to be mevazeh the wine, the grape, not to be mevazeh the challah. When you make kiddush on wine, you're being mevazeh the challah. It's one malach, but another malach is you're covering it. That should be daimed to the man, which is covered on top and on bottom. It was covered on top and with dew. We cover the cloth on top and on bottom. Tak mechuspas, it was thin mechuspas. What does that mean? Amar shalakish davar shenimuch al pisas yad. It's something that melts in the palm of one's hand. Rav Yechon Amar, Davish Nivel Masayim Varam Shemayim Ivarim. It gets swallowed up in the person's 248 limbs. It gets absorbed into the body right away. Mechuspas Tu Vavei says Amar. Mechuspas is a gematria, and the Rav Yechon was saying it gets swallowed up in 248 Ivarim. It's because the gematria of Mechuspas is 248. The problem is it's actually six more than 248. It's 254. Amar Nachman, Mechuspas Ksiv is written without the Vav. Take out the Vav, and therefore you get to the gematria of 248. Tanabar, Lechem Birim, Achal Ish. It says, Lechem Birim, Achal Ish. that they ate a beer and bread. What's that beer and bread? Lechem shemalchei sharis eichel. It's the bread that the malchei sharis eat to Rabbi Akiva. Hashem b'dvar from Rabbi Shmuel and said from Rabbi Shmuel. Amar lehem tzuv amar leakiva. Go to Rabbi Akiva. Akiva tisa. Akiva made a mistake. Chim malchei sharis eichel lechem. Do what malchei sharis eat bread? Halik for never lechem lechalti umayim leshisisi. Meisher didn't even say when he was in Shemayim, he didn't eat bread, he didn't drink water. Elamani mekayim abir. What does it mean? The lechem of abir, the bread of the abir. Lechem shenivla masayim abram. Which one abram? It's lechem that's absorbed into the 248 limbs in the body. Like we just described about the man. Elama ani mekayim fayased tia lecha be'al aznecha. What do I do with the pasuk that says the shovel should be in addition to your weapons? Meaning the man. It's the simple title of that is that's a reference to going out to the midbar when they had to relieve themselves. They went out to a place to dig a hole and they needed shovels to dig the hole to relieve themselves. So they were given also in addition to their weapons shovels to go dig holes to relieve themselves. But the man was such that it was absorbed by the body. 248 of arm. There was nothing to go relieve themselves. They didn't have to go defecate because it was absorbed by the body totally. That's part of the milo, was fully absorbed. So what does it mean? They needed the shovels. Dvarim shetaka umas aylam meichanes alhem. It means that they ate food also that the umas ha'elam, the peddler, sold them, and that's what caused them to have to go to relieve themselves, to need shovels, to go relieve themselves. Rabbi Elazar ben Parata Omer, after Rosh Hashanah, umas ha'elam, meichan elahem, min manfigan, even the items that they, you know what, I don't want to run through this too quickly, let's pause over here, we'll pick it up, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick this up.